Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living Truth Podcast. This is your holistic homegirl and whole food plant-based host, Nafia Reed. And today I have a very special guest in-house with me. You guys know I have been on my soapbox about sugar and sugar being the enemy. And today in the house, I have my husband who is actually an ally to sugar. We work on him daily, but I thought it would be nice to have him on. I think he's super excited about being on the podcast. He always wants to be on the podcast. And since I am on this topic, this very important topic about how sugar is harmful to you, we invited him on as an individual who loves sweet things. And so we're going to get right into it. Go ahead, honey, introduce yourself.
How's it going, everybody? This is my first time joining the podcast. I'm glad to be here. Evidently, I am a habitual sugar eater, which is why I'm the target of this particular episode. But hopefully I'm able to give you guys some candid answers and responses and give you some insight to my, I guess we'll call it, holistic journey. If there is one.
I don't know if his journey is holistic at all, but I don't know if either one of us said who he is. This is my husband, Adam Reed. This is the man of our house and our family. And so often I fuss with him. Of course, he is my everyday patient, the person who I care for regularly when he doesn't feel well, when something is going on. So, of course, I am on his case about being healthy, and it's super important that we do so. So today, the title, you can tell by the title of our podcast that something's going on. The title is, And the Eyes Have It. And today we're going to be talking about the immunosuppressant effects of sugar. We're going to be talking about insulin sensitivity, the inflammatory responses that you get from eating sugar, how it impairs your cognitive functioning. And finally, we will close out talking about the withdrawal effects of eating sugar. So let's go all in and just get right into it. Right. Have some fun with us all. So, honey, as we started off, I talked about you being an ally with sugar. And I made that statement because I know personally that you love sweet things. What would you say is your sugar intake amount?
Well, first, can we talk about the word ally? I mean, because you described it like I'm one with it, and I am partnered with it, and I go to war with it.
Because you go to war with me when I'm attempting to educate you on all of the negative effects of sugar. So,
okay. Well, I will say, just in a to give you guys a daily sense, I would say I start my day off with a cup of coffee, and it's not a clean cup, you know, not just a black cup of coffee. I do add cream and sugar.
Wait. He starts his day off with a cup of sugar, in which he adds coffee and cream too. Okay, continue.
Okay, shots fired. So I do like my coffee sweet. I like sweet drinks. So I do add quite a bit of cream and sugar to my coffee. I've always have drank it that way. I have tried to temper down the cream and sugar, but I always kind of revert back. So it's just a particular taste that I like. I would say this. So if I could find a drink that it doesn't matter to me if it's sugar in it or not, as long as it tastes the way I want it to taste, I'm fine with that. So for an example, right, you made me a great cup of iced coffee, right? A couple of weeks ago, and you told me that you didn't add any
No
sugar into
sugar
it,
in it.
but it did have cream in it, which was, the cream was great, but I thought that it had sugar in it. That's how wonderful it tasted. So I think that's where I stand on a lot of things. As long as I'm getting the taste that I desire or that I like, then I'm fine with it. It doesn't make a difference to me if it's sugar or not. Whatever it is, I just, want it to taste good for me.
And as you just stated, you can have things that you like that taste good that are not detrimental to your health. And so I asked him the question about the amount of sugar intake that he believes he does daily. And so I'm going to give you a little bit of insight into this.
I was just giving him the tip of the iceberg. You're gonna give it all to him. I have a cup of coffee right now.
And he had the nerve to bring a cup of coffee into my studio.
Gets me going.
Is this your first or second cup?
It's my second, it's a fall Sunday. It's cool outside. We got some, I think, hail, freezing rain. So it's chilly out there. Warms me up. It's just good for the soul,
So let me tell you how
Fireplace
I
is going
started.
downstairs, and it's just a nice cozy day. It's football Sunday. The Lions are winning. What else do you want?
That's not the
Pour,
purpose of this
what's that
podcast.
rock song? Pour some sugar on me.
Listen, I started my day with simply a warm cup of water on this fall rainy day. No sugar, no additives, nothing else, just a warm cup of
That
water.
sounds sad.
It is not sad. It is very good for your health. And let's get into the important things
Okay.
about sugar. Let's talk about it. So, unfortunately, and we're still working on them, my husband drinks at least 2 cups of coffee a day. He drinks 2 Cokes a day. That's on a good day. When we're at home, we're not out and about and doing things. And he likes his sweets. But unfortunately, these things are not the best thing for him. And so when I talk about the eyes have it, again, one eye of the eyes is the immunosuppressant effect of sugar. So when you eat and ingest a lot of sugar, that weakens your immune system and it causes you to be able to get sick more easily. Now, I wouldn't say that my husband is a sickly person at all, but he does have his days where he tells me he just feels blah. He is a hardworking man, so that is a part of it as well. But I know the fact that he does ingest a lot of sugar contributes to that. What is your latest complaint that you've been telling me about?
On my wrist. So I've been experiencing some, I guess I'd describe it as some joint pain.
Yes. So,
I'm getting old. I'm getting old.
of course, he wants to blame it on age. But I'm older than him. So,
Really? Look at you. Look at you.
look at me.
And then look at me. I got grays spouting out
But
and
you handsome as
I
ever.
wear glasses
You
now. I don't have
handsome
them
as
on right
ever.
now, but I'm up to is it bifocal level? What am I?
Progressive
Oh,
lenses.
progressive. I like that.
But again, listen to my podcast, episode 14 or 15. We talked about how diabetes can affect your eyes. So how high blood glucose levels can affect your eyes.
I listened. You did. You said it.
We talk about these things so very often because they are so very important. But his recent complaint to me was that he's having some issues with his wrist. He gets these sharp pains in his wrist. He has complained before about issues with his ankles. And some of this stuff is due to just working hard.
And just being
But
on my feet all the time, right? And
right.
working with my hands and feet.
Right. But again, sugar causes an inflammatory response in our bodies. So the more sugar that we ingest, the more inflammation that builds up in our system. So even though you do work very hard, what happens is those inflammatory markers get so high because of your sugar ingestion, your body cannot really compensate and keep you from having pain in your wrist or your ankle or even your back and neck. So sugar, when you ingest a lot of sugar, again, it is immunosuppressant. It makes your immune system weak. It lends to you getting sick often or sick faster and staying sick longer. Additionally, it is very inflammatory. So leading to pain in your joints. If you have arthritis, it makes it worse. If you don't, it leads to arthritis. Again, we just talked about the effects on the eyes of high blood glucose. And it's just not good for you. Another complaint that the man is having is he's gaining a little weight. Now, he's not overweight by any means, but...
Well, thank you for that. Thank you.
He's gaining a little weight. And his sugar intake directly contributes to that.
Now, I would agree with that. I mean, I would imagine that throughout all the years of the Coca-Cola drinking, and, you know, I'm not advertising that by any means, but that's my drink of choice. So by all the, you know, the many, many years of the soda pop drinking in combination with the coffee, with the sugar in it and cream, and then as you exposed me to the world, the other sweets that I like. I'm a sucker for the, you know, the fresh baked warm cookies that you make, by the way.
They are vegan, but yes.
You contribute to my madness. You contribute to my madness.
They do have a sugar component. I've never hid that. They are vegan. They do have a sugar component. Yeah. I can't tell him the secrets to some of the things that he eats that are sweet because... he won't eat them just because of what it is. Yeah. So that sweetness is not even what he thinks it is.
Well, but I would say this. Maybe you don't intend for me to eat five at a time.
Exactly.
Maybe just one here and there. But I do completely indulge in them. But anyhow, I would imagine that over the years of me taking all of that in, it has certainly contributed to... my weight, my waist, things of that nature. And I would agree with you in general. I'm not a big guy, right?
Right.
I do believe I would lose a pound or two for sure if I was not intaking, the amount of sugar that I was intaking on a daily basis. Because I believe you would say I don't eat enough regular healthy food on a daily basis. So I would imagine if I replaced the things that I do intake with Brussels sprouts, I would probably be a pound or two lighter.
And again, he is not overweight by our medical standards at all. He does not need to lose any weight, but what we recognize is that there are adipose deposits in different areas of his body where he probably wouldn't like them. So his love handles, his chest.
I have a half a handle. And it's probably from preventing me from getting my abs all the way right.
Right. You know? Sugar is preventing you from getting your abs all the way right. And so that leads us to our next I, which is insulin insufficiency. And so what happens is as honey is ingesting all of this sugar over and over again, and it is not being used in the body because it's way too much for the body, what happens is that it's the pancreas and the liver is saying, what the heck is happening? And so the liver takes that sugar and it turns it into fat.
Can you tell me what exactly the liver and pancreas is saying? Because I can tell you when it's going in, it's not. I'm not saying what is happening. I'm saying, give me a hell yeah.
The pancreas is saying, I am overworked. I am tired because this is too much sugar. I cannot produce enough insulin to clear this out. And the liver jumps in. So the liver is the ally to the pancreas. Uh-huh. And the liver jumps in. It grabs the sugar and pretty much puts a fat gel around it if you want to. Oh. But it stores it in your body. So that's why you have the love handles, and that's why we can't see that beautiful washboard.
I see.
You know, that you have. And so I want to let you all know, although I specialize
I have it. It's somewhere in there.
It's in there.
It's somewhere in there.
Those abs are there. They're
hidden
there.
Hidden behind the case of Coca-Cola. That's
exactly. the fat gel. Okay. It's hidden behind the fat gel that the liver has created due to insulin insufficiency. Also, he is not diagnosed with any type of chronic illness, which is commendable. Every time we get his labs, everything looks pretty good. There are some things that he can work on, but he has not been diagnosed with any chronic illness.
Why are you saying it like you're surprised?
To the glory of God, because I am surprised.
I'm top-notch shape.
I am surprised. I mean,
I'm like 1984 Jet Magazine.
I don't know about that. You all, we'll insert some videos in here of him working out with me. That will tell us the truth.
I can't hang.
He can't.
You continue on, and I'm beelining to the refrigerator for that ice cold Coca-Cola.
And that's why you can't continue on. So what happens, and that's a good, honey, that is a great example. So he, anyway, not just my husband, and we're kind of picking on him today. He volunteered for this. He wanted to be on the podcast. So
I'm the punching bag.
I asked his permission to share with you the differences in our lifestyle and in our diet. We eat very, very differently. I am, as you know, whole food, plant-based. I don't drink any soda. Mm. I very, very, very rarely ingest any sugar. Why are you shaking your head?
May the Lord be with you.
The Lord is with me. I exercise regularly, and he does in a different way. But I am pretty hardcore with it because I want to look and feel like I feel. But to continue on, to get back on track, because as you see, when we're together, we have a good time with one another. And I fuss at him because I want to continue to have a good time with him for another 60 something years, well into our hundreds. We do run 5Ks together. I talk about living an intentional life of vitality through nutrition. We do a lot of outdoors events together. We do a lot of things that are beneficial to our overall health and our well-being. And we do those things all the time together. We hike, we jeep, we camp, we run, we work on the jeep together. And we can do those things because we are in good health. And I fuss at him because, again, I want to do these things with him for a very long time. And I don't want anything to hinder us from doing that. So back to the subject at hand.
I'm just loving and listening to it all. You're absolutely right. So I appreciate it, y'all. I have a woman that she's not afraid to get her hands dirty. So she's always out there in the yard working with me. We're staying active that way, planting trees and pulling them up and, you know, doing all the other grounds work that we do. And she mentioned the jeeping and the trails and all that stuff. I have a woman that she'll ride in the Jeep, but she can get under it and strip out an exhaust and install a new one as well. That's the truth, right? Yeah, she's bad. So, yeah, I appreciate all of it. And I know that you're helping. healthy lifestyle truly contributes to all of that. Because even at times when I'm about ready to take a break, you're ready to keep going and you're hardcore. So
yeah. But we were talking about the different lifestyles that we have. And I think our upbringing and our thoughts about food are important to note here, because that makes a difference as well in what we eat, what we believe we should eat, how we believe we should eat, and all of those things. The Thanksgiving holiday just passed, and we know how we do for Thanksgiving. You know, you what's the song? How the song go? We got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, all of that, you know. All of that. And all of believing that we have to eat like that.
So good.
All the time.
The little angels just descended down from heaven and just flew into the kitchen with you. And
I just want to tell y'all.
The way you prepared that meal.
I cook the greens. The beans, yeah. The potatoes, yeah. We have the tomatoes. Mm. But everything I do is salt, oil, and sugar free. And true. Nobody knows the difference.
it's a wonderful meal. You know, you certainly cook outstanding. So yeah, hats off to you for that.
And if you've been following me for a while, you know that I chef it up. Anyway, I was saying the way that we grow up and how we were exposed to things, that contributes to how we eat and what we believe. My husband growing up did not eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. He was not made to. And still to this day, well, he eats a lot of vegetables now. A lot of vegetables, because we don't play that. But to this day, he does not eat fruit. He will not eat fruit at all. The closest thing he gets to fruit is sweet potatoes. And keyword, sweet potatoes.
That was a good one.
Keyword, sweet. But he doesn't understand that. He likes sweet, and fruit is very sweet, and he would love many of the fruits that we eat if he just tried them, and he won't even try them.
Can I just say this? Yes. I like fruit drinks. Does that count?
No.
Fruit drinks.
You like fruit drinks?
The fruit is in the drink, right? In the beverage. I like fruit drinks.
You like fruit drinks because it has processed sugar in them. Okay, let's talk about the processed sugars in fruit drinks. So he likes the fruit drinks. He likes the Coca-Cola. He likes his coffee with sugar. All of this is white, refined, processed sugars, corn syrup, all of these very sweet things. And he likes them because sugar is highly addictive.
But what about when we get a nice Everfresh fruit punch or a fresh lemonade? Those are fruits, right?
With sugar.
we don't drink Welch's grape too often, but the Welch is great.
I can't even think of the last time
papaya. We've even had though I don't like Welch's papaya juice grape. That much, I've drank it from time to time, but it's kind of thick. It's not my thing. But I'm just saying.
Guess what? Sugar is highly addictive and a destructive drug.
Okay.
That's your TSA announcement. Your truth service announcement. Just in case you
The truth service
the announcement. The truth service announce it.
Okay. All right. I got it. Let's continue.
All right.
Let me take a sip of my coffee.
Look at him. Y'all see how he's being disrespectful in here? I should slap that coffee out of his hand. If I didn't want it all over my walls and carpet, I would.
Let me tell you something. I'm a guest here. You didn't provide a bottle of water or anything like that, so I had to bring my own beverage.
Water.
I had to bring my own beverage.
It's water always right here.
I've seen other people sit in here. You have like a bottle of water, and there's maybe a... Is it a fruit bowl in here sometimes?
Sometimes there is a fruit bowl.
Well, I don't have any of that, so I had to fend for myself. So I had to bring the coffee.
Would you have eaten a fruit bowl?
We'll never know.
Let's go on. So,
the world will never know. I'm like the owl with the Tootsie Pop. The world will never know.
You see his reference? More sugar. And you see how he is acting in here? Sugar causes cognitive impairment. It impairs your brain.
Ooh.
So,
nice.
On a serious note, sugar causes cognitive impairment. It is a excitotoxin. So when we look at, we're looking at a grown man here, but when we look at our children and what's happening in school, their diagnosis of ADHD, the teacher is telling you they can't focus. They're telling you, I don't remember, I can't remember. You're asking them things when they're doing their homework, and you all just went over that problem and they can't recall, or you just went over that spelling word and they can't recall what you just said. That is a direct effect of increased sugar intake. So you want to eliminate sugar from your diet, period. Period. And let's talk about something that's deeply important. We mentioned already the addictive effects of sugar. Let's now talk about the withdrawal symptoms of sugar, because as you know, and if you don't know, any person who's addicted to any type of drug or alcohol, they stop the use of that, they suffer from severe withdrawal symptoms. And the same thing happens with sugar, because it acts the same way as drugs, alcohol, or cigarettes act in our body. So, honey, Adam, I call him honey, but his name is Adam. The first man, just in case you wanted to know. Honey did give up his coffee. He gave up his Coke. Did you give up all your sugary treats?
I believe at the time I had given up all sugary, or, you know, things with sugar in it for about 30 days.
Yeah. And so were we on a fast, or was it a challenge?
It was,
or was
a,
it both? I can't remember.
I think it was a combination of both.
Okay. So, he did give up all of his things for about 30 days. And when I tell you, he was not the same person, he was not the same person.
I feel like I was the same person.
Absolutely
I mean,
not.
I mean, come on, you guys, you could imagine that if you couldn't do your favorite thing, you know, you may have a little bit of a difference in, you know, personality or something.
So
like
share
that,
with the audience what you were experiencing.
Well, I would say during that time, and even, you know, up to date, whenever I don't, you know, wake up and have my cup of coffee, or at least by, you know, lunchtime, not tanking down a Coca-Cola, then yes, I do experience, you know, maybe a mild headache or so. And I just attribute that to my caffeine level being low, or it's not as high as it normally is. And that's just kind of due to the high intake of it that I have adopted over all the years. So I will experience a headache from time to time. And, you know, at some point, you know, if I haven't eaten well, to maybe undergird the energy that I need, that I have, need to have in my body for whatever activity that it is that I'm doing, you know, I'll tend to run out of energy, right? You're going to feel tired or fatigued. So you get that quick runoff. I will admit that in general, by nature, the sugar is only going to last for so long, especially in regards to providing energy and things of that nature. So let me take another sip of coffee.
He playing games. And
this, okay, I'm back on track.
No,
okay,
see, I got it. He thinks that's how it works. And he doesn't understand that is a direct
effect.
That
was a symptom. That
yes,
was a symptom. That was a symptom.
It surely was a symptom.
That was a symptom.
You could not recall what you wanted to say.
I'm not even going to tell you what my mind wandered to and started thinking of. I won't say that.
This is a family show. And so we're talking about
okay.
Sugar. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
focus.
I am going to tell you what his symptoms were. headaches every single day.
Mm-hmm.
He was very sluggish every day. Irritable.
No.
Yes. And
that's not even a way to describe it. I don't do irritable.
That's how you know I'm true, telling the truth, because he doesn't do irritable. But because he was withdrawing from his sugar, and I wasn't even addressing the caffeine. I was addressing the sugar. So he has two addictions, caffeine and sugar.
I didn't expose myself. You named one and I named the other.
There you go.
I'm at two strikes.
Look, what did the sign behind me say? If it can be destroyed by the truth.
Destroyed by the truth.
It deserves to be destroyed.
It deserves to be destroyed by the truth.
Let's go live in truth. Anyway. very sluggish, headachy, irritable. And my husband is generally a quiet individual, but around me, he's not quiet. And he would not even talk. But that was the irritability coming out.
Hey,
yeah.
Look what the second sign says behind you. Can I read it?
Yes.
It says, we can make our plans. Hallelujah.
So he suffered some severe withdrawal symptoms when he gave up his sugar, when he gave up his Coke and his other sweet things. But the good things that happened is he did trim right down. But unfortunately, as soon as that 30 days was over, the first thing you grabbed was what?
Family show now. Was it a Coca-Cola? Was it?
It was a Coca-Cola.
What was the second thing?
The first thing he grabbed was probably a cookie or a honey bun. Listen.
Family show.
Listen, this is a serious show. This is why I would not. This is why it has taken me so long to let him come on the show, because he does miss.
Focus now. Come on now. We're trying to, you know, live truth.
He misbehaves.
Pull it together, Reed. Pull it together now.
Anyway, we're going to wrap this up before this gets way, way off track. Sugar is not good for you. It is the enemy. It is an immunosuppressant. It causes inflammation in the body, throughout the whole body, from the head to the toe. It causes cognitive impairment, insulin insufficiency, and severe withdrawal symptoms, the same way illicit drugs do. So my advice to everyone is to cut the sugar out. And I know what your next question is. What is a sugar alternative? There is no sugar alternative. Your pink, blue, and yellow packets, they're still sugar. And they are likely worse than white processed sugar. Your honey is still sugar. Your agave is still sugar. Although agave doesn't have as high as a glycemic index as refined sugar and honey, it is still sugar and it still acts on those same receptors. In my personal opinion, if you want to replace sugar, I would say eat fresh fruit. That's the best sugar, which is fructose, still a sugar, that you can eat. Your body does not metabolize that in the same way as it does your refined and processed sugars. Eat a bowl of blueberries, strawberries, grapes, apples, oranges, all of those things are super, super sweet. Peaches, watermelon, and again, cherries. If my husband would try these fruits, he would absolutely love them. Many of them are just divine. All of them straight from heaven. So, honey, do you have anything else to say before we end this podcast.
Yeah, I guess I do. So, you know, yeah, we spent time on the podcast today and it was great. And of course, you know, we had some, you know, funny things to say. And, you know, she allowed me to come on and just be my natural self. So, you know, we were poking fun at a few things. But all seriousness, she is certainly the medical professional here. She has the skill and the background and the knowledge to give you guys all the best information and guidance on these types of things. So take what I was saying with a grain of salt or sugar. definitely continue to tune in to Living Truth because there's lots of great information there. I appreciate you guys for, you know, allowing me to come onto the platform and listen to me and listen to our engagement. And again, all jokes aside, although I've given you some background of my sugar intake and caffeine, the bad stuff, I am committed to work towards getting myself squared away. So hopefully as we progress with this thing in the future, you guys will hear some more from me if I'm allowed to come back onto the platform. And you guys can, you know, maybe hear some of my progresses and not regressions in regards to my journey in living a healthier life.
And so you guys heard him say that he is committed to doing better. And so, honey, I challenge you to give up your sugar. I don't know where you will start, but I challenge you to at least give up your Coca-Cola or your coffee or the amount of it that you intake. So that is a challenge to you. We will report back this time next year to see how he has done with this challenge. Thank you all for listening to the Living Truth podcast. You can like and subscribe. Make sure you share. Follow us at livingtruth.org. That's www.livntruth.org. On our website, sign up for our weekly newsletter. Get great sugar-free, salt-free, oil-free recipes on the website. Follow us on Instagram at living.truth and on all other platforms at Living Truth. And if you have a health challenge, specifically if you are experiencing prediabetes or symptoms of prediabetes, get with me here at Living Truth. You can schedule your wellness consultation on the website, and I will be more than happy to help you to start living an intentional life of vitality through nutrition. Bye, y'all.